Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that laypeople can arm themselves with truth in the fight against the evil that is neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first two episodes are free. Order now at crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, March 16th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a newer used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call him at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Our way of life in the U.S. is changing temporarily, and it's something that we're all going to have to adjust to. The Federal Reserve took some emergency action, and if Starbucks is your go-to in the morning, well, there's going to be some changes. Here are the latest developments on the coronavirus pandemic in the U.S. There are at least 3,485 cases of the novel coronavirus across 49 states, the District of Columbia, and other U.S. territories, according to state and local health agencies, governments, and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In total, 65 people have died now from the novel coronavirus. U.S. Vice President Pence said some new guidelines will be released today regarding potential curfews or closures of locations like restaurants. Hard to believe, but parts of the Las Vegas Strip are going to be shutting down. Several resorts and casinos, including Wynn and MGM, will be closing in an effort to create social distancing. Caesars Entertainment said all live ticketed performances would be suspended beginning last night. A sailor serving aboard the USS Boxer received a presumptive positive coronavirus test. That's the first case of a sailor aboard a Navy ship, according to a U.S. Navy news release. The CDC is recommending canceling or postponing events involving more than 50 people for 8 weeks throughout the U.S. Several states and cities have enacted social distancing measures like closing or reducing capacity of restaurants, cafes, as well as bars. School closures. Schools have now been closed in 32 states, as well as Los Angeles and New York City. Vice President Pence announced that more than 2,000 labs will have high-speed testing capacity by today. Administrators with the U.S. Public Health Service said there would be 1.9 million tests available this week across the 2,000 labs. U.S. equity futures plunged down after the Federal Reserve took emergency action Sunday evening. The Dow Jones Industrial Average futures were lower by 1,040 points, or 4.5%, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ composite were down 4.4% and 4.6%, respectively. Sunday evening's losses come after the Fed slashed its benchmark interest rate by 100 basis points to a range between 0 and 0.25%. They said it will buy $700 billion worth of Treasury securities in a new asset purchase program. President Trump called the emergency action a big step and said he would ease up his criticism on the central bank. Quote of the day, nothing seems tiresome or painful when you're working for a master who pays well, who rewards even a cup of cold water given for love of him. St. Catherine of Genoa. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was sewn into a sack filled with vipers and scorpions, then hurled into the sea. The sea carried his body to Alexandria. You are listening to Crusade Channel News.
Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "Coffee is good for talent, but genius wants prayer." Well, that's funny, because when I finish morning prayers, I do want coffee, and what little genius I have tells me to choose Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and bagged by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to MikeChurch.com/coffee. That's MikeChurch.com/coffee, or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Our saint of the day is Saint Julian of Antioch. He was a martyr praised by Saint John Chrysostom when his remains were enshrined in Antioch. He was born in modern Turkey and was arrested as a Christian of senatorial rank. For a year, Julian was put on display in cities all over Cilicia. He was then sewn into a sack filled with vipers and scorpions. They hurled him into the sea. The sea carried his body to Alexandria, and he was buried there before being moved to Antioch. St. John Chrysostom preached a homily in Julian's honor at Antioch, whose chief basilica was said to be the final resting place for Julian's relics and was known in his honor. His feast day is June 21st in the Eastern Orthodox Church, March 16th in the Roman Catholic Church. The two leading Democratic candidates for president debated Sunday night, the first one-on-one debate of the election between former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Probably the biggest news out of the debate is that Joe Biden said that he would commit to a woman as a VP should he be nominated, and Bernie Sanders said that he would most likely pick a woman as well. Former Vice President Joe Biden said he would mobilize the military to respond to the coronavirus outbreak, calling it a national emergency that requires the U.S. to react as if it's a time of war. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said that he would mobilize the National Guard, as New York has done, to address the health crisis. This was the first debate in decades without an audience. Let's hope it's not the last. It was actually pretty good in terms there was no yelling or screaming. Sunday night's debate may not have been the best we've ever seen, but it was certainly better, as I said, thanks to the lack of cheering and booing. Georgia election officials are going to be postponing the March 24th presidential primary to May 19th because of the coronavirus, becoming the second state in the nation to delay a vote in the race for the White House due to the pandemic, according to Walter Jones. He's a spokesman with the Secretary of State's office. Louisiana on Friday became the first state to push back a presidential primary since the outbreak began in the U.S. and as other states grapple with how to deal with the pandemic and their own upcoming elections. Governor John Bel Edwards postponed the April 4th presidential primary until June 20th. He also said he would request postponing state general elections that were scheduled for May 9th until July 25th. If Starbucks is your morning go-to, well, they're moving to a to-go model for all its stores in the U.S. and Canada for at least a couple weeks, and they're closing other stores over concerns about the new coronavirus. As we all know, the situation with COVID-19 is extremely dynamic, and we will continue to review the facts and science and make the proactive decisions necessary to protect our partners, customers, and communities, according to Rawson Williams, the executive vice president and president of U.S. company-operated business in Canada for Starbucks. He wrote in a letter to all the partners. The Seattle-based coffee giant announced Sunday that they're closing their seating in their cafes and patio areas, but customers can still order at the counter at drive-thrus or on the Starbucks app. You know what? You can make it easy on yourself, and you don't even have to do that. You can get the Founders Trading Post featuring our very own gourmet coffee, Capuchin Dark Roast, in whole bean and fresh ground. Yep, start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of Capuchin Dark Roast coffee. All you have to do, it's available at mychurch.com/shop. You don't have to go anywhere. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.